Mary, good morning. The Trump administration challenging university programs promoting Islam. What are wrong with the university programs that promote Islam?
Well, Howard, it just happens to be this one program, although I can't say that they aren't looking at other programs. There was one program in North Carolina at a university that was getting millions, like $250,000 from the government. Now, you know, in America, we have the First Amendment. We have what's called the Establishment Clause, which means that something connected to the government cannot be promoting one religion over another. So there was a House representative that called the government's attention to this program based on a conference. The conference was about Gaza. It was very, very pro-Palestinian, pro-BDS, as the left-wing college campuses are. And they had, which was pretty outrageous, they had a rapper there, a Palestinian rapper, that did this whole song about anti-Semitism and asked people to participate. And, you know, it was kind of unclear whether it was really sarcastic or not sarcastic. Anyway, it riled up people. And this representative started looking at this program and found that the program had gotten $250,000 from the government to promote language instruction so that people could learn languages for careers in being career diplomats for the government and also in national security. And what they were finding was that they were encountering a program that was completely pro-Islam. It wasn't neutral. Giving any airtime to Judaism, to Christianity, to any other religions. And it had all these other biases having to do with pro-Palestinian, pro-BDS. And on top of that, some of the scholarly papers that were coming out of that had absolutely nothing to do with language instruction, diplomacy, or national security. They're like gender bendering in the Ottoman Empire, radical love in Iran, you know, things like this. So rightly so, the government said, you know, guys, there has to be some kind of accountability here. We give you $250,000 for this program. And what are we getting from it? Only 11% of the students come out of that program wanting to have careers in the government.
Really, really interesting. So, so they've shut this down. And does that mean they're going to look at many other programs
as well? They haven't shut it down. They gave them the deadline was yesterday. They gave them until yesterday to come up with a curriculum that meets the goals of the program and why they were given this money from the government. And I just think that it's very, very ironic because all the left-wing professors are screaming, you know, academic freedom. What are you going to do? The government's going to come in and tell us, you know, with their right-wing political correctness, what we can teach and what we can't teach. And it's really just a simple matter of let's follow the Constitution and let's have some kind of accountability for our money. If we give you money to do this program, then let's see what we're getting from our money. This is taxpayer funded. If you want to do your other thing and talk about radical love in Iran and gender bending in the Ottoman Empire, maybe it should be done on your money and not on the taxpayers' money.
Absolutely. There does seem to be a lot more focus on universities in general and the influence. We've seen a fair amount of Qatari money coming in to influence campuses. Does this signify a continued focus on what is happening at universities across the United States?
Well, I think it does, because what happens is it has a synergistic effect. We at Clarion have been doing a lot of research on all the foreign money. You can go to clarionproject.org and look it up. But we have a lot of research there about all the foreign money that is pouring into American universities from these state players like Qatar and Saudi Arabia, the UAE, all these places. And this money buys influence. And I don't think that it's any coincidence that you also have these other programs that are promoting Islam, because what happens is that all these money is getting poured in from Qatar, for example, to the Middle East Studies Department. Now, this was a Middle East Studies Department at the University of North Carolina. And so you already have all the Qatari money coming in. buying pro-Islam influence. So you have those professors that are there. So of course they're going to be continuing their program. And this one just happened to be using U.S. government money to do it.
Absolutely. Very, very interesting indeed. Mary Swirsky is talking to us from the Clarion Project.